Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
She is a candidate for President of the United States, a Libertarian Party candidate, Joanne Marie Jorgensen, originally from Libertyville, Illinois, the heartland, and on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome to KDKA.
Hey, thanks so much to be here. By the way, my name is now legally Joe Jorgensen.
Well, I'm sure running, it's easier to remember Joe Jorgensen. We appreciate your time this morning. So for those that don't know, Libertarian Party. So what does that mean? What is a libertarian?
A libertarian is someone who's on the side of the individual, unlike the Democrats and Republicans who are on the side of the lobbyists, special interests, and bureaucrats.
And President Trump obviously cut taxes, but spending is way up. Joe Biden wants to raise taxes and spend about $500 billion on climate and education. How are you going to be different than those two?
We would dramatically cut both. My plan would be to get rid of the income tax, the federal income tax, within the first year. A lot of people don't realize that only about half of our revenue comes from the income tax, and we need to cut government to the size that we don't even need it.
I think on paper, a lot of people would agree with cutting back big government, but from a practical standpoint, it's hard to roll any of that back. I mean, look at the tax code, 26,000 pages. And how does anybody sort their way through this red tape?
Well, that's just the thing. You can't really sort through it and improve it or make it more efficient. You need to get rid of it because, yeah, it's just too much to go through and to actually try to make any sense of it anymore. And I have a PhD. I got to use an accountant to get my taxes done, and so do a lot of other people.
You mentioned you have a PhD. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners here in Western Pennsylvania and what will be a close race?
Oh, sure. It's a PhD in industrial organizational psychology. I teach at Clemson University, which I know that sometimes we play your local college's football team. And I have been in business for myself. And I also have an MBA. And my first job out of school was working for IBM. So I do have some business background. And I have had, I've been a small business owner, as well as now teaching.
We're with Libertarian Presidential Party candidate Joe Jorgensen. So, Joe, if you don't mind me calling you Joe.
Please.
In the world that you see we're living in, no one could have forecast or predicted necessarily this COVID-19 pandemic worldwide crisis. How do you think it's being handled at the presidential level?
Well, I think there were mistakes from the start. The first thing Trump should have done is, under the Emergency Powers Act, should have gotten rid of the FDA obstacles to get these new testing kits out. A lot of people don't realize that there were over 60 different American companies coming up with testing kits, but the FDA only approved two of them, which means that we could not make use of American ingenuity. And all those testing kits went around the world. You know, we kept hearing stories about how Southeast Asia was doing such a great job testing everybody and getting ahead of it. Well, yeah, that's because they're using our testing kits because we couldn't use them. And then he also encouraged everybody, only get testing if you have symptoms. But at the time, the prevailing wisdom from the researchers was that most of the people with the virus either had no or minimal symptoms. So really, we needed to get everybody tested so that we could see who did need to stay inside.
As a Libertarian Party candidate, you believe in limited government. How do you feel about the role government has played in shutting states down?
Well, notice the states were following President Trump's lead. He was up there every day with Dr. Fauci telling everybody to shut down. I think if, on the other hand, he had said, look, I'm leading the country here into getting past this pandemic. We need to get everybody tested. No need to shut down the economy. Let's get through this. I don't think the states would have done as much as they did.
There seemed to be a difference of opinion from Dr. Fauci and the president at times on how to reopen America, and we're seeing some of the results of reopening America now, and some of that was anticipated. But let's talk about the other layer that's going on around the country, and that's the racial unrest and protests. How would you handle that to do a better job to lift all people up to an equal setting and footing?
Well, first, I'd like to point out that we've got a militarization of the local police forces, and that is through the federal government. A lot of people don't realize that the federal government is the one who's been handing out these free tanks and free training and other money to buy other paramilitary equipment. And so what it's done is it's given these local police departments a different attitude. Instead of the serve and protect that you see on the sides of the police cars, it's more of an us versus them soldier mentality. So once again, if the federal government hadn't gotten involved, I don't think we would have seen the escalation that we've seen. So, once again, the federal government is doing too much, and by getting involved, it's making things worse.
And you've been involved with the Libertarian Party for a long time, actually. You were, a vice presidential candidate at one point. Former Republican representative from Michigan, Justin Amash, was, seen as a likely candidate, but he bowed out pretty quickly there. Were you surprised to earn the nomination?
Well, not entirely. If I didn't think I could have won it, I wouldn't have stayed in it. But I think I just gave a great message that what the Libertarian Party needs to do is we need to show voters how our platform is better and how we can help them, rather than talking about, philosophy, as libertarians have been accused about. I'm going around explaining how we've got the best option for health care, how we want to bring all the soldiers home. You know, Tulsi Gabbard was pretty much shut out of the debates, and they didn't want to hear about her talking about bringing peace to the world. And now we've got two war hawks basically running for office, and I'm the only one who is showing that we can bring our troops home. So I think I've got the best message for the American people, and the delegation agreed with that.
Former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has said he will choose a woman to be his vice presidential running mate, and now some suggestion it be a woman of color. Do you see that happening? And he says he's going to do it here in the next month or so. Is there anyone that you think he should choose based on somebody that you would like to see, because your chances of winning obviously are pretty astronomically low?
Well, but it doesn't matter who he picks. Whoever he picks is going to be for bigger government. It's going to be for taking away people's rights. It's going to be for being okay with putting us all under house arrest when we have a virus come around. So they're all big government, and it really doesn't matter who he picks.
Okay. Last time around, 2016, the former New Mexico governor, Gary Johnson, was a candidate for the Libertarian Party. He garnered about 3% of the votes, 4 million votes in all. Fundraising will be an issue. I think the two main candidates will likely spend a total of about $1 billion. How can people donate and back your cause?
Oh, I'd love for them to go to joj2020.com. And I'd like to point out that over half of our volunteers are people from outside the party. So there are so many people who are just fed up with basically no choice that we're just overwhelmed with how many people are discovering us. So that's JOJ2020.com.
Dr. Joe Jorgensen, Libertarian Party candidate for president, we appreciate you spending some time with us here in Pittsburgh. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.